1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. We have a doctor at his office, University of Coolidge University, actually in Trenton, New Jersey. We have Robert Leonard, who's a professor of sociology. And he's on the line with us to talk about very unfortunate kidnapping, or the disappearance, I should say, of Basketball Hall of Famer Julius Erving's son. He's been missing and considered endangered by the Seminole County Sheriff's Office in Florida. And good evening, Professor Leonard. Thank you for being on our program.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
What do you make of this? Because I know that you have posted on your website that you think that there is some racist conspiracy.
Absolutely. I believe that there is every reason to believe that this young man has been kidnapped or otherwise been taken from the public eye to encourage a activity or try to encourage some end result. I think that is going to be beneficial to big business.
And why don't you just spit it out? I mean, you were telling me.
I will spit it out.
You were telling me before the program you think it's a kidnapping, right?
I believe that it is a kidnapping. It's my opinion that this young man has been, kidnapped or abducted or has otherwise been removed, from sight, I think, by a major corporation. I think it is NBC and the NBA. And this boy was rich. This child cannot read or write. They have claimed that he smoked crack, but I think this story was created, in my opinion, by NBC to further boost the ratings for the National Basketball Association. I do not think that it is beyond the reach of the NBA, that the National Basketball Association or NBC to kidnap this boy and hold him until after the series is over, creating a huge groundswell of interest in the NBA.
Now, you realize what you're saying sounds pretty nuts, right?
No, I don't see how that sounds nuts, Phil. I think what it is an accurate reading on the racism. And let's be clear that this country that we live in, the United States of America, is a racist fortress, a racist society, where the black man has been held down decade after decade. I myself come from that kind of deprivation. You have to understand before you begin to put an analysis on it, which is historically incorrect, as a white man, to view the experience of brothers and African Americans in this society and the racism that we have had to deal with, I think that you will understand that there is more to the picture than what a white man such as yourself, Mr. Henry, would like to put on it.
Well, I know this may be hard for you to believe, but I don't have, I think that I have a broader view of history than just my white eyesight.
That may be true, but until you experience it, you understand.
No, hold on. I believe I have a broader view. You think that, okay, and you probably are correct, that America remains a racist fortress. But what's up with NBC and the NBA kidnapping Julius Erving's son to boost ratings? Tell me about that. Talk to me about that. How does that boost ratings?
All right. I'll explain that to you. You want me to explain that to you? Is that your question?
Yes. Explain it to me. Okay.
You want me to explain it to you in terms you understand as a white man, or do you want me to explain that to you in terms you would understand as a human?
And why don't you just explain it to me?
You want me to tell you that the NBA and NBC need to boost the ratings for the National Basketball Association Championship Series? Because they could have had the L.A. Lakers and the New York Knicks. You understand what that would mean in terms of millions of dollars in advertising revenue. That is a much, much greater asset financially than the L.A. Lakers and Indiana Pacers, which does not pay the bills. And so I would say to you, I'd say to anybody who is listening, white people or black people, if you don't get that.
All right, so the NBA is faced, you're saying, with a revenue shortage with a Laker-Pacers series.
That is correct. And what they needed to do was to shore that up. And they needed to shore that up in an extreme way, because there was no way that you would be able to create excitement out of something that was inherently unexcitable, uninteresting, like a Laker-Pacers series, without kidnapping Dr. J's son.
And so the NBA and NBC kidnapped Julius Erving's son. That's your charge.
That is my charge, and that has been my charge against the racist and the imperialistic and colonialistic instincts of society and of business in this country now for the last 50 years. And I think ever since we left the slave days, There has been a manipulation of business and manipulation of corporation until finally we have seen in the last 50 years and a very overt attempt, to subvert the African-American man, the African-American woman, and the black experience in America. This racist hole called America is going to pay the piper.
All right, so what should we do, Professor Leonard? Call up NBC and say, let Julius Erving's son go? I mean,
You can make your jokes. You can be a funny man, because I understand you're a funny man. Is that right?
No, I'm not trying to be a funny man. I'm asking you, right out.
I understand you're a funny man. Is that right? Is that right?
No, sir. That's not right. I'm asking you. Do you want me to call NBC and say, let Corey Erving go? I understand that you have him.
I'm calling NBC out on the carpet about the racism in their corporation. When they brought Brian Gumbel, and they put Brian Gumbel on for I don't know how many years. Now, that watered-down black man who had been on the Today Show, and now they got Ahmad Rashad, who's a brother, but they got no black man courtside other than Steve Jones, who is not Ahmad Rashad. He's not that half the athlete he was. I think the racists in the NBC and NBA caused this. And by so doing, I'm going to explain to you, white man, what it is to be black in America. You're living in Nazi Germany. And the racists out there who kidnapped Dr. J, those racists will become sorry that they were ever born. Because when they finally let that boy go, and the brothers recognize the racism of the NBA and NBC, then the brothers who are working in virtual slavery will rise up, and it will be like the Rodney King riots all over again.
All right, we're talking here to Professor Robert Leonard from Coolidge University at Trenton, New Jersey, about the missing son of Julius Erving, Corey Erving, who's been missing since May 28th. Professor Leonard believes the racists at NBC and the NBA kidnapped him to boost the ratings of the Pacer-Lakers series. So the conspiracy is alive and well, Professor, and you are continuing it.
I'm not continuing it. Let me tell you what. I'm not continuing any white man view of history. I am giving you the brother and the black man, the African-American view of reality. The two different things. And reality is Corey Erving kidnapped by NBC because they got a dog series. And
how is this going to increase ratings?
By kidnapping the son of a basketball star. You know, you can try to trip me up, and you can try to make me look stupid. And you can.
I'm not trying to do that. I'm just asking you, how is this going to increase ratings?
By focusing the attention on basketball as if you did not know the answer to that question. Okay.
All right, so I'll be thinking basketball, I'll be thinking Corey Erving, and I'll naturally, well, I want to tune over to watch the series.
That is absolutely correct. And you knew the answer to that before you even asked it. Okay? And I think that the white man will be brought to an end. If you thought that the riots, the plague of the city of L.A. after the Rodney King situation, just wait and see what happens when Corey Irving's not freed from the bondage of NBC.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686 here with Professor Robert Leonard. Corey Erving kidnapped by NBC and the NBA in order to increase the ratings of the Laker-Pacers series, which so far may be a pretty good series because it's at three games and the Pacers are, they won the other night.
No, they're not going to help. It'll be a good basketball series to begin with, but I'm saying you still have to kidnap Corey Erving. You still have to do that because these people know the science in terms of rating audience. You're going to get more audience in New York City than you get in Indianapolis.
Even if we got ourselves a really good series that went seven games, they got to kidnap Corey Erving to get the ratings up over the top that it would be for a L.A. New York series. Is that it?
That is absolutely true. That is 100% undeniably true because of the racism in this country. See, if there wasn't racism, then the Lakers and Pacers would have an outstanding rating and share. But because of racism, nobody wants to watch the Lakers-Pacers. I would ask all the brothers out there,
why the hell wouldn't I want to watch? Because there's racism, I don't want to watch the Pacers. There's white guys on the Pacers. Rick Smits, Austin Crozier.
But not on the Lakers, all right. And the big money is on the Lakers. That's the big city there. All right, so I'm saying to you, and I'm calling on the brothers, the Lakers and the Pacers, not to play in the NBA Finals. Because if you do, you're racist.
You're racist if you're playing in...
That's right.
Even if you're black.
That's correct, yes.
How about me? Am I a racist?
I think that goes without saying, you're racist. You are racist for putting me on the show and making me look like a fool. All right, but I will get you back because when they release Corey Erving and the NBA don't have the big ratings they thought they'd have, Now you look like a fool. Right now you make me look like a fool, but you look like a fool, you're racist.
And my whole show is racist, and the whole country is racist.
That's correct.
As well as NBA, the NBA and NBC.
That is correct.
Do you watch the NBA?
Yes, I do.
Why would you watch a racist undertaking like the NBA?
Because I think it's entertaining. I think even racists can be entertaining sometimes. Is what I'm trying to say. I watch the NBC, too. That's entertaining sometimes, but they're nothing but racist. And I hope very soon we bring them down, which historical inevitability is going to predict that they will.
All right, Professor Leonard, 1-800-449-8686. See, the whole reason why Corey Irving was kidnapped, according to him, is to get the ratings up for the Pacers-Lakers series. NBA and the NBC network kidnapped him, and so he's being held someplace right now, I'm sure, by network executives. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Professor Robert Leonard from Coolidge University of Trenton, New Jersey. He's a professor of sociology, believes that the kidnapping of Julius Irving's son was perpetrated by the NBA and NBC to increase basketball ratings. Now, we've heard an awful lot of conversation about the conspiracy of networks and leagues to increase basketball ratings and all kinds of ratings, World Series ratings, Super Bowl ratings. But to kidnap somebody, now you're creating, now it's a felony, right?
Well, I will tell you something, Mr. Henry, that Kobe Bryant is no longer in uniform for the L.A. Lakers. And the reason why he is not is because he understands what I am saying, and he supports. Kobe Bryant faked an injury in support of my theory. He did not want to have anything to do with this.
And so now Kobe Bryant has faked his injury so as not to support the racism of the NBA.
That is exactly right. That is a young black man who is proud to stand up to a power structure that keeps him enslaved, as well as every other black player in the NBA. The black players in the NBA are enslaved.
And what about the white players?
The white they make all the money they're going to get. All the money they make in the NBA, all the white players. But the black players are in slavery.
So the white guys get to go wherever they want to go. And
look at here, Mr. Henry. You can talk all you want. You can tell me anything you want to tell me. But you trying to tell me that they are not enslaved? No. These people work for nothing.
Oh, come on. Who are you going to get to believe that? Working for nothing.
And all the money is made by the white man. And the white man makes the money. Comparatively speaking, there's no money made by black players. Kobe Bryant understands that. That's why he doesn't want to be in the NBA Finals, because he understands there's racism going on.
Kobe Bryant faked an injury.
You got that right. You got that right, white boy.
Salt Lake City on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Yes.
I just wanted to let the, is he a lawyer?
My name is Professor Robert Leonard.
Professor?
I teach sociology at Coolidge University in Trenton, New Jersey, yes.
Hello, my name is Robin.
Hello, Robin.
Exactly see where you're going by saying that it is a,
Let me break it down for you, Robin. Are you in school? Are you currently taking college classes or high school?
I am.
All right, let me break it down the way I would to my students. The NBA and NBC have a symbiotic relationship. One makes money, the other makes money. This is the symbiotic relationship of entertainment and sports, which has existed in this country the last 40 years.
Uh-huh.
And what has happened is that they have self-perpetrated this money-making machine to the point that unless certain things happen, they don't make their money. And there is a very good chance they will not make their money. That's why they kidnapped the son of Julius Irving and are keeping him on the set of Ally McBeal right now.
You've got to be kidding me.
I am telling you that...
What do you mean, keeping him on the set of Ally McBeal?
Yeah.
What
is...
I am... Mr. Henry, you will hear me out, young lady. This young, proud black man is being tortured by the NBA and NBC.
Okay.
And by keeping him on the set of Ally McBeal, that's torture.
That is
torture.
Yes, that is torture.
But
yes,
why would they torture his son if they're just doing publicity, so you say.
Could you think of anything more torturous to a young, proud black man than to sit on the set of Ally McBeal or to sit on the set of ER, looking at all the white people running around and acting all for the world.
ER is one of the most racist. Correct.
That is a racist show.
So that black doctor
on that show is not he is not in charge of surgery. He's not a surgeon. He's a black man being held down by racist white people in a hospital. And I will tell.
Now hold on for a minute.
Can I?
Go ahead, ma'am. Go ahead.
I just want to say.
Hold on.
I heard you out. Just.
I'm telling you the way I would say this to my students.
Okay. Well, here. What I'm seeing is you're saying every single person in the entire world is racist.
I'm saying every single person in America is a racist except for black people.
Black so doesn't that make you a racist against every single other person?
I love people. I'm a black man. I'm a black man. I have love in my heart for all people. For white people, Mexicans, Japanese, all of them racist. And you're a nice young lady. Your name is Robin.
Right.
And what do you take in college?
I'm sorry, what?
What is your course, your study course in college?
I'm going into special ed.
You're a nice lady, but you're a racist.
I'm a racist. How can you tell I'm racist just by talking to me on the phone?
You sound very intelligent. Don't get me wrong. You sound very intelligent. But you are racist because you don't understand that Kobe Bryant is trying to find a brother right now, Corey Irving, who's sitting tied up on the set of ER, and Bryant Gumbel, too. Oh, my God, what?
I'm just trying to see how you're using these shows as being racist.
Oh, will you stop calling people racist?
Why don't you use some actual facts?
Don't the two white people ganging up on a brother, okay? I don't want the two white people ganging up on the brother.
We're not ganging up on you. I'm trying to get a straight answer out of you. You're saying that Corey Irving...
Don't you... A white man yelling at a brother, that doesn't happen anymore.
Can I say something
here? This is not slave times.
You chose to call, right?
Did you
offer to be on the phone?
But this is not slave times. That's true. This is not slave
times,
all right?
Then we are not forcing you to do this.
You sound intelligent.
You are not a slave to us. We're not making you do anything.
You sound intelligent. Don't get me wrong. But I'm just saying to you, young lady, that Kobe Bryant is tied up and being held by Bryant Gumbel right now. And that's what I'm not...
Now Kobe Bryant is being held. And Corey Irving.
I thought this was about Irving, not Kobe.
It is about Irving, because Kobe supports what I'm saying. They will not let him play in the NBA no more. You realize that most of the special ed kids you will teach will be racist? You know all the special ed kids you're going to be teaching?
Right.
They're all going to be racist.
No, they won't.
You know what? Because there are very few black retards. Most of them is white. And they'll all be racist.
Oh, no.
That's the truth. How many black retards are there in comparison to white retards? There are hardly any. So that means mostly white kids would be racist.
She just hung up on you. We just lost every last call. And in fact, I just lost the doctor. Are you there, ma'am? We lost every call. And I'm looking at Craig Taylor, and I'm thinking there is, and I don't want to use the word, but there's something in the woodpile, and it starts with N. I am telling you right now, every call just blew right off the line. If we have a problem with the phone, Mike, I don't know, what engineer do we go hail down? But where the calls are coming in now, but every call that we had holding, we lost as a result of some technical glitch. Did you hit a button? What'd you do to Schaefer? You're a liar. And you know what? You're a racist. Stinking racist. You blew all the calls off the line. So we lost the professor. We need to get him back, and I've got the number, Mike, if you need it. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to Professor Robert Leonard, professor of sociology at Coolidge University in Trenton, New Jersey, who believes that the kidnapping, and this is a very serious event, of Julius Irving, who, those of you who don't know who Julius Irving is, the man's a Hall of Famer, one of the seminal giants in the NBA. His son was kidnapped, and Professor Leonard believes it's the NBA and NBC who kidnapped him to increase ratings. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686 with Professor Robert Leonard on the phone from Coolidge University in Trenton, New Jersey, about the kidnapping of Corey Irving. He has put forward, and I'll say it, and I guess it makes me a racist professor, the preposterous idea that...
Oh, yes, preposterous, Mr. Henry. I like the word you use, preposterous.
Yeah, the preposterous idea that the NBC television network and the NBA have kidnapped Corey Irving to increase ratings for the Lakers-Pacers because that'll get everybody thinking about basketball. Is that it?
You know, I haven't explained the premise.
No, but isn't that what you said? Everybody's going to think basketball because of the kidnapping of this guy. And the other thing that you mentioned is that Kobe Bryant is being held, too.
No, I said Kobe Bryant is a proud young black man who's not going to play in this series. Because he knows a brother's been kidnapped, and he knows that all this mess is put on by the NBA and NBC to get the big ratings, all right? And a racist like you, you don't understand that that's where the brother's being held, on the set of the Today Show or Ally McBeal.
And which brother is being, and this racist doesn't understand, Corey Irving's being held at the Today Show? Or
the brother, I'm telling you that Corey Irving's being held at a variety of sets throughout Hollywood, New York, and that the brother Kobe Bryant is being held as well, could be on a set of Ally McBeal. I don't know, but I am trying to tell you that this is a racist operation by virtual Klansmen. The NBC and the NBA and the Ku Klux Klan, I don't know the difference. There is no difference.
You got to be out of your mind.
Oh, the white man telling the black man he's crazy. You see, if a black man puts forward a notion that is extreme, he's crazy.
And no, you got to be out of your mind. Say the Ku Klux Klan and NBC.
But a white man put forward an idea. Let's go to the moon. I want to go to Mars. I want to go to Jupiter or something like that. That's not crazy. That's not crazy.
The white man said, "Let's go to the moon."
That's right. That's not crazy. I'm going to Mars or something like that. But if a black man says that the Ku Klux Klan runs the NBA, that's crazy.
Yeah, man, that's crazy. Yeah, the white guy can go to Mars a lot easier than you proving to me that the Klan runs NBC. I'm sorry.
You are racist. You are racist. And
yeah, I got it already. I'm a racist because I don't get that whole trip. Here is Omaha on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello there.
Yes, sir. Hi.
Hi, how are you doing? Professor
Good.
Bennett, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Yeah, how are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you.
Okay. Well, you know, I have to side with Mr. Henry that your statements are ludicrous and, you know, it's totally ridiculous
as to
what you're saying.
You're gang up on a black man because
would I be ganging up
on
you?
I have an idea that is different from your idea, so I'm crazy. I'm ludicrous. It's not that you disagree with me. I'm crazy.
Yeah.
See,
why
the white man,
okay, what about white people?
The
right,
white man
huh?
loves the label of...
Let this guy finish. If you're going to talk over everybody,
no,
it's not going to
well,
be any
why
good.
Why is it that the black man is always so oppressed? And everything's always the black man that's the black
what,
man.
What do you know about black
you know,
people?
Because
you got
white
black
people
friends?
Are so against black people.
You
huh?
have black friends?
What is it? What about white people's rights?
You don't know anything about black people because you've never been around a black man before.
Oh, I
life.
Never have.
You ever have a black friend?
Yes.
Other than the guy that changed the oil in your truck?
Yes.
Where is he now?
He's
last you saw him, he was
trailing Nebraska.
Last time you saw him, he was dragging behind your truck, right?
No.
Oh God, man.
No. Oh God, give me a
you
break.
You a racist?
How did you ever become a professor?
You're a racist. Because
define
you're
racist.
Huh?
Define racist.
You hate black. You hate black people, and you never have one over for a barbecue.
Wrong.
You had a black man over for a barbecue?
Yes, I have.
When?
It's been a few years ago, but I have.
Oh, really? A few years ago, I had my wisdom teeth taken out, man.
Okay.
It's not necessarily an excuse.
Have you ever had a white person over for a barbecue?
Yes, I did. We barbecued a white man last week. I'm kidding you. Hey, listen, you barbecued that black...
Okay, will you knock it off with the jokes?
How'd he taste?
Right. This
so,
guy...
Seriously, though.
Seriously, I'm saying to you that right now, Corey Irving is being held captive by the National Basketball Company and by the National Broadcasting Association.
How can you prove that?
I can prove it by telling you that look at how racist this... Are you a basketball fan?
Yeah.
All right, look at how racist this series has been so far. Totally racist. A white man gets to gang up on Shaq O'Neal.
Why
about
is it that
white man against
more black athletes in the NBA than white?
Because they're enslaved. They're
enslaved. And they're, don't they choose to play basketball for a career?
A black man's got no choice but to play basketball because all the white man wants to do is steal his money from him and enslave him.
Oh, come on.
I'm telling you right now that the black man, the white man goes into the projects and says, I'll take that black man there, I'll take that black boy there, and I'll make you go play basketball and be enslaved in the NBA. And you can't tell me any different. You can laugh all you want to.
Is this a joke that you're on the show?
No, I'm telling you right now that Kobe Irving, this guy's got to be.
You got to be goofing us, okay? That the black kids are pulled out of the project.
We are slaves, and you two racist white men who never understood a word I was going to say anyway, and you did not want to understand what I was going to say. And
Professor Leonard, I came on here fully expecting to appreciate and understand what you had to say, but now you're telling me
you're a racist.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. I'm a racist.
That's right. You're a racist, and a man in Omaha is a racist. Y'all are racist because you don't understand that Corey Irving's being held right now on the set of One Day at a Time.
And you said Allie McBeal.
I said Allie McBeal, but I'm telling you that NBC is moving him from set to set. You laugh all you want, white man, because I tell you right now, when we get Corey Irving back and Kobe Bryant come back, the Rodney King riots ain't going to be nothing compared to the...
All right, I've heard enough of your threats. Thank you for your call, sir. Here is Austin on the Phil Henry Show. Austin.
It's going to be nothing.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air, ma'am.
I just have one thing to say to the doctor, as he calls himself.
I'm a professor of sociology, ma'am.
Those of us who are involved with special ed children, the young woman you were speaking to a few minutes ago.
That's a very, very vaulted.
Of us who are involved with those children don't appreciate you throwing the word retard around any more than you would appreciate the word N-word being thrown around about your children.
Don't start in all of your racism now. Don't start being a racist.
You're the biggest racist pig I've ever heard.
You're a racist.
And to call those little children who have a problem with them, a bunch of retards,
all I said to you was that they're more white retards than all black, but she hang up on me because she don't want the truth, okay? She's a racist. And she
Oh, come on. She just doesn't want you using the word retard, okay?
What I said, Phil, well, there are more white retards than black retards. That means they're going to be more retarded racists. Okay.
Well, better we have a retarded racist, I guess. What do you mean, more retarded racists?
Got enough of them right now. And that's all I'm trying to say.
All right, here is La Habra on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes,
La Habra, you're on the air.
Hi. I don't understand your point of where you're coming from with all of this nonsense.
Sister, what I'm trying to say is that Corey Irving, Dr. J's son, I believe has been kidnapped to boost the ratings of the NBA Finals.
I mean, how do you come up with that? Where do you get
come up with that? Look at the racists that run the NBA. And Corey Irving right now has been kidnapped, along with Kobe Bryant, too. Okay, that's all I'm trying to say. Because you got a racist running the NBA. You got racists running NBC. You got racists running Soul Train. That's why I went off the air. You remember Soul Train?
I sure do.
Okay, it went off the air because racists started to run that show.
Soul Train is still on the air, Channel 5.
Channel 5, those are reruns, okay, before the racists got a hold of it. And they tried to put on Afro Sheen off the air, all that mess. And what I'm trying to tell you, sister, we have got to buckle down because the racists are everywhere. And they're going to take away what you got. What you got right now.
Why is it every time someone blacks come along to try to make a few dollars and everything, and blacks always have to come behind and put them down and use races as an excuse?
Dr. Julia, I spoke to the good doctor about 2 weeks ago, and Dr. Irving is very upset. And
what do you mean, Dr. Irving, okay? I mean, the guy is...
Well, look at the racist here. Are you a racist?
How am I a racist?
You don't want to call a black man a doctor.
He's a doc. It's a nickname they gave the guy.
Exactly.
It's not really...
And, sister, you going to back this up?
Exactly.
You backing up that racism?
Exactly.
You backing up that racism?
Exactly.
So
if
you a racist?
If you want to call it a racist, then go be it.
You a reverse racist? You hate your own people?
Oh, never reverse racist.
No, you are a self-hating black
woman. I've never had no white person over to barbecue.
You never had a white man over
your
house?
No, I sure haven't. I'm not a racist.
You're the kind of sister probably take up with a white man just to better yourself in society.
No.
I'm not trying to say to you.
You know, that's really insulting for you to say.
Why don't you shut your white mouth? I'm talking to sister right now. And no white man comes between a black man and a black woman. No white man ever do that.
No.
I've
been with my husband for 10 years, and he's black.
Are you black on the outside and white on the inside?
No.
I
bet you I'm darker than you.
Now, I'll tell you something right now. That if you, I forgot what I was going to say. I hate all races.
Right. Well, I do, too. I know that you don't believe me. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you for your call.
Uh-huh.
And,
You hanging up with the sister?
I'm going to hang up now.
More,
yeah.
I drive a school bus, and I drive for over 80% of
This is the Phil Henry Show.
I'll tell you something right now, sister. You cannot hang up with a white man.
80% of them are special ed.
We'll be right back.
Special ed kids.
So don't discriminate and say that all majority white of them are a retard.
You hang up.
You hang up with this woman?
No, I did not.
Okay. I want to say that.
You're talking to her. How could I have hung up on her?
Won't you hang up on a sister? Now, I'll tell you something right now.
If you go to the city of Watts and Compton,
we have to take a break.
Hold on, sister. If you take a break, Mr. Henry, you're a racist, okay? Now, do you have chrome rims on a school bus? All right, you're a racist. If you take that, I'll tell you how many retards you got on that bus in white.
None. Probably one
black.
Or two from Gardena.
You got a couple of white retards. They're all black retards. I bet you they ain't retards. I bet you're just faking it to try to get out from underneath a white man.
No.
We're going to take a break.
You take a break, you're a racist.
All right, I'm a racist. I got to take a break. Thank you very much, ma'am.
You hang up on that sister, you stinking racist. You're all racist. I hate your guts. And I...
Okay, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
If everybody had an ocean.
Yeah, it's summertime, and come on, let's just face it, it's summer. God, thank God it's summer. We are talking about sunshine, we're talking about beaching it, we're talking about burgers, you know, a couple of brews, nothing too extreme. Lots of, you know, body surfing, a little wakeboarding maybe, wherever you live, you know, a lot of swimming, just a lot of sun, a lot of fun, baby. It's summertime. And with the summer coming on and all of us enjoying a lot of time down at the beach, going out, body surfing, doing some big-time surfing, you know, bringing your short stick, your long stick, I thought it would be a wonderful time to talk about interesting shark attacks that I've been reading about right here on the Phil Hendry Show.
Surfing USA.
Yes, shark attacks. This is really neat. Did you guys ever see the movie Jaws? Well, in it, Robert Shaw plays Captain Quint. You remember Robert Shaw's character, Captain Quint, was this crusty old, if you'll forgive the expression, seaman. And he was a cat that was out there catching fish and doing his thing. Well, they go out looking for the shark. And remember the scene where he and Richard Dreyfuss get drunk? And they start showing each other their war wounds, as it were, being men of the sea. Dreyfuss shows him the scar that he had from the Moray eel attack. And then Robert Shaw shows him the tooth that's missing from the bar fight he got into in Boston. And then Dreyfuss shows him a sand shark that hit him. And then Dreyfuss notices a tattoo that Quint has had rubbed off of his arm or attempted to have removed from his arm. And he says, well, what was that? And Quint says, that Mr. What the hell was his name in the movie? Mr. Hooper. He says, that Mr. Hooper was the SS Indianapolis. And he says, you were on the Indianapolis, huh? And Quint says, yes, I was. I was on the SS Indianapolis. Well, that's a true story. The SS Indianapolis did exist. And I will tell you a little bit of this story. It's a great summertime as you're going to the beach and getting ready to hit the surf. Think about 900 guys going into the water. And this was in 1945 after they delivered the atomic bomb to Tinian. And only 300 guys coming out after being hit by sharks. Now, the torpedoed ship was the USS Indianapolis. And it was 14 minutes past midnight on July 30th, 1945. They were midway between Guam and the Philippines. She was hit by two torpedoes out of six initiated by an I-58 Japanese submarine. The first blew away her bow. The second struck near midship starboard side. The resulting explosion split the ship to the keel. It knocked out the electrical power, and within minutes, she went down. There were 1,196 men aboard. 900 made it to the water in 12 minutes, and then she went down. There were few life rafts. Most survivors wore the standard Kapok life jacket. The shark attacks began with sunrise the first day and continued until the men were physically removed from the water 5 days later. Now, here is the story of one one of these sailors on board. His name was Woody Eugene James, and he was assigned to the Indianapolis. And we pick up his story day two. They've been in the water now one full day. He says, day two, when the shark showed up, in fact, they showed up the afternoon before, but I don't know of anybody being hit. Maybe one on the second day, but we just know we'll be picked up today. They've got it all organized by now. They'll be out here pretty soon and get us. That's what we thought. The day wore on, and the sharks were around. Come nighttime, nobody showed up. We had another night of cold, praying for the sun to come up. What a long night. Day three. The sun has finally risen, and it got warmed up again. Some of the guys have been drinking salt water by now, and they're going berserk. They tell you big stories about the Indianapolis not being sunk. It's just right there under the surface. I was just down there, and I had a drink of water out of the drinking fountain, said one of the guys. Come on down, and you'll get a drink, too. I watched as four men dove below the surface of the ocean, never to come up. The day wore on. The sharks were around, hundreds of them. You'd hear guys scream, especially late in the afternoon. It seemed like the sharks were the worst late in the afternoon than they were during the day. And then they'd feed at night, too. Everything would be quiet. Then you'd hear somebody scream, and you knew a shark had got him. It didn't get any cooler in the daytime. In fact, one of my friends asked me, James, do you think it's any hotter in hell than it is here? He says, I don't know, Jim, but if it is, I ain't going. We were hungry. We were thirsty. There was no water, no food, no sleep, getting dehydrated. Guys were going berserk. There were fights going on, so Jim and I decided, to heck with this, we'll get away from this bunch before we get hurt. So he and I kind of drifted off by ourselves. The next day arrived, my mouth was so dry it was like cotton. How I got up enough nerve to just take a mouthful of salt water and spit it out, I don't know. Anyway, day five, they came around and we were rescued. So that's one of a series of stories of shark attacks we'll be telling you about as the summer continues. Because, baby, it's a bitchin' summer. It's gonna be a bitchin' summer. I know what you're thinking. Why did he do that? Well, you know, Taylor ain't going in the water now. You know, one of our guys, Alex, he doesn't go in. He's afraid of the ocean. I mean, he loves to go in the ocean. The kids love to go in the ocean. But all I have to say to him is, there could be some sharks out there. That's the end, man. He's not going in. So I better not open my mouth at all this summer. He's got something about sharks.
We're gonna take real soon.
Just remember the Indianapolis. Did you ever hear that story before? Is that an interesting story? And finally, some guy flew overhead. He was in a Ventura, a little tiny plane. You know about planes, Craig? The guy was in a little Ventura. He was a Lieutenant JG in the Navy. He saw these guys. He radioed back, and then they sent out a PBY and started picking these guys up. And these guys were so nuts from lack of water that when the ship pulled up, the rescue ship was there. And they said, come on, buddy, we're going to help you. There's one guy floating. He says, unless you got drinking water on board, piss off. Get out of here. I don't want to talk to you guys. He wanted the ship to take off unless they had water. Unless you've got drinking water, get out of here. All right, anyway, Phil Henry's show here. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686.